Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now, I did a video a few days back about festivals and how they push a lot of New Age stuff. And I mentioned meditation and I got a lot of grumpy replies in relation to what I said about meditation. Now, as I've said before, I'm not here to twist your arm. It's up to you what you want to believe and what you do. And you don't have to listen to me, but I will back up what I say or the points I put across. And I wanted to show the connection between the pushing of New Age and the establishment and the New World Order and the One World Religion, it's very clear to me that the Luciferian New World Order loves, really loves meditation. And I believe the act of meditation is very important for the New World Order, as meditation will form the backbone of their One World Religion, right? So first, let's take a look at this in the simplest way, right? What is the difference between meditation and prayer? Basically, prayer is used to establish a deeper connection with God, a personal relationship, say, with Jesus, while meditation, on the other hand, does not involve a connection with a higher power. Rather, the goal is for you to form a connection with yourself. Meditation, when mentioned in the Bible, is about meditating on the Word of God, while New Age meditation is about emptying your mind to achieve a higher state of consciousness. Eastern meditation empties the mind. Biblical meditation fills the mind and spirit with God's Word. So it's once again, it's about cutting out God and trying to connect with yourself. You try to elevate yourself to a higher state. You don't need God. You become your own God. Now, does that sound familiar? Isn't that a mantra of Yuval Noah Harari and the World Economic Forum? Yes, it is. One thing I've noticed looking at the media, the celebrities, the alternative media, and very much in the truther movement, no matter what they do, no matter what they say, and some of it might make a lot of sense, eventually, they always seem to show their hand by sooner or later promoting New Age stuff. It's the telltale sign. They may even say, oh, I believe in God now and the Bible, which is rare. But when they do, you'll notice they usually avoid any mention of Jesus. You'll see some flat earthers who will draw people in with the flat earth talk, say they believe in God and the Bible, but not Jesus. Nah, Jesus, he wasn't real. There's one for every demographic, but most of the time, they try to flog you the New Age stuff. And that's to keep you away from the thing they and the media and all the celebrities are trying to steer you away from. And that's being saved, because this is all about Jesus. And their job is always to steer you away from that and to engage you in nonsense talk, right? And meditation is, well, I mean, it's undeniable, right? It's completely aligned with the New World Order, with all of the organizations, all these organizations that are bringing in jib-jab passports, CBDCs, lockdowns, digital IDs, CC tracking, sustainability goals, 2030 agenda. They all love meditation. They can't stop telling you to start meditating. Let's take a look, right? Here we see the Baha'i Faith, which is described as the fastest growing religion by percentage across the 20th century. They literally state they want to mix all the religions for a new world order. It states it here, and they love meditation. Then we have the Lucis Trust, Lucifer Publishing, the spiritual foundation of the United Nations, the biggest intergovernmental organization in the world. They constantly are doing full moon meditations and world service meditations. They say to invoke higher energies to bring in the Age of Aquarius, right? These Luciferians also manage the United Nations Meditation Room, which is, in their own words, dedicated to the God of many names, a room shaped as a pyramid without a capstone and an all-seeing eye. I mean, I've gone over this before. Bill Gates, he loves meditation. Here we see Bill Gates 2019 saying, Melinda and I have gotten really into meditation. If you're thinking about trying mindfulness in 2019, this is the perfect introduction. So yeah, Bill Gates, he's shilling meditation. Here we see the United Nations again. It says here, since 1970, at the invitation of then Secretary General, they began conducting twice weekly meditations at the United Nations. And here's the UN again, the COVID-19 response, their tips for overcoming the terrible pandemic. Oh, look, we've got yoga and meditation at the bottom. What about the EU, the European Union? Here we see EU officials being trained to meditate to help fight climate crisis, whatever that means. Yes, the EU loves meditation as well. Hillary Clinton, yeah, she loves meditation. The World Economic Forum, along with wanting you to eat bugs and you will own nothing and be happy in their Great Reset. They love meditation. They really love it. They can't stop talking about it on their website and promoting it. Look at it all. Meditation and mindfulness improve more than mental health. Meditation may result in making fewer mistakes. Meditation can help children suffering from trauma. 5 apps that can help you make the most of mindful meditation. Mindfulness in the classroom yields positive results. Mindfulness can help guide you through 2023. This is how meditation could make you more successful. Here's what 140 successful people had in common. Oh, guess what it is? Yeah, meditation. Yeah, the World Economic Forum, they really love meditation. Peter Thiel of Palantir, the Big Brother CIA organization that wants to track your every move and funder of MAGA and Trump, he loves meditation. He funds New Age and shamanic LSD and psychedelic things. Even the Roman Empire Catholic Church are integrating meditation in this ultimate guide for Catholic meditation. Pope Francis promotes meditation. The World Health Organization promote meditation. And then, of course, you've got all of the celebrities and the influencers promoting meditation, whether it's transcendental meditation. We've got Russell Brand, Lady Gaga, 50 Cent, Katy Perry, Oprah Winfrey, the Kardashians, Jendall Jenner or whatever her name is, Beyonce, and you name them, a Hollywood stars, big long list of them. So I don't know. Do you think these people have your best interests at heart? The World Economic Forum, the Lucis Trust, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, all those celebrities. These are the same people who were telling you to go and get the jab. We're telling you to go and mask up, get a jib-jab passport. And they also all really want you to start meditating. If you practice meditation, these are the people and the organizations you're aligning yourself with. The likes of Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and so on. Do you trust them? And why are they so obsessed with meditation and pushing it onto the public? Because the plan, I believe, is that the New World Religion, the counterfeit religion, will use meditation as a counterfeit replacement for prayer. Prayer, which is where you have true power. Never doubt the power of prayer. And of course, this is all about directing you away from connecting with Jesus, as I've already stated before. So I'll leave you with this one. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. As always, thanks for listening, thanks for your time, and I'll see you later.